Was there a gasp the moment that Jesus breathed his last breath? At that moment, did all the host of heaven, the angels and archangels and all the heavenly chorus skip a beat, drop a note, or just stop their eternal singing? Surely they must have. Surely Jesus' final breath was the moment in which the greatest silence ever imagined was experienced in heaven and on earth. A silence that was followed by more silence. Then perhaps nervous chatter. That's what happens in awkward moments. Chatter begins to fill the uncomfortable silence. Platitudes and grand explanations are offered in an attempt to make sense of those things which defy logic. What could fit in this framework more than the death of God's only Son, and at the same time, the death of God Himself? Did the angels and archangels fall into a dead silence, or did they know? Did they know that this was not the final word? That day, this day, has no comparison throughout history. An innocent man was crucified on a cross alongside two deserving criminals. That part is not singular. Any number of innocent people have been put to death for any number of wrong reasons. Still, this one is different. His death is different. Not because he was a singularly good person who should not have been killed in such an untimely fashion. That tone could be claimed time and again. It's different because he is God incarnate. God in the form of one of us. God laying down his life for us. That is what makes this crucifixion singularly different from any other example of a wrongful death. Furthermore, it was chosen. Chosen in a way that no other person could choose. God Himself chose to empty Himself and live and die as a human so that we could live. Did the angels know the plan? Or were they as caught off guard as the ragtag bunch that had been following Jesus? Did the heavenly host know that the curtain of the temple would be torn in two? Or were they as disturbed by the events of this day as the wife of Pilate? Did the angels rush to the side of Judas to assure him that he was still loved? And if so, did he reject their overtures and choose to remain in the hell of his own creating? Good Friday in itself leaves so many unanswered questions. In no small part, that is true because Good Friday does not have the final say. Good Friday is the day of humanity. But the day of divinity is yet to come. Good Friday is the day that everything in all the cosmos is off sync. Nothing is quite right. Not only is it not quite right, it is all wrong. We reread the Passion narrative each year on this day. We hear Judas's betrayal, Peter's denial, Pilate's refusal, the leader's insistence, and the crowd's determination. In this rereading, we are reminded of the ways in which we are a part of this event, the ways in which we betray, deny, refuse, insist, and determine. We know that we have a place in this Good Friday. And we feel the discomfort that comes with that knowledge. This is the day that the whole of creation is not a bit off kilter, that nothing is as it should be. The Son of God has given himself as a ransom for many. That many includes us. The good news is that this death does not have the final say. Amen.